thought, this is instant inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Instant inspiration. One word is infinitely powerful. Have you thought about that? One word is infinitely powerful. Think about that. A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A timely word may level stress. A loving word may heal and bless. Kind of nice little statement, isn't it? A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A timely word may level stress. A loving word may heal and bless. One word is infinitely powerful. We have lots of illustrations of words that are infinitely powerful. Usually they're in a negative vein. We hear them said, war, you know, or peace, and terror, all sorts of words like that, which we don't need to compound in our thinking. What sort of words would be powerful words that are good words, that are words that are beneficial, that we might really enjoy having? What sort of word would it be? Well, they're words of love. Now here they give us this, a timely word may level stress. Now what is a timely word? Think of a timely word for yourself once. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, you are an absolutely beautiful lady. You're gentle and kind and balanced. It's a joy to be with you. And you were just at the moment of committing suicide. And someone says this to you with sincerity, not knowing what's in your heart, not knowing the terror of the night that you are facing, but just saying that to you. And you say, yeah, I can handle it, you know. And boom, you change from doing something that's rather definite to doing something that's more definite. We really have no idea how important our words are, and how a loving word can do such wonderful things. As we say, a loving word may heal and bless. We've all experienced that. I've talked to Stefan's friend, his practitioner friend in Switzerland. Her name is Lottie. She's a very interesting woman. She's got such a background, such a history in so many areas. She's quite competent, quite capable. And she's married to a very famous husband, too. But aside from that, she came into our discussion. Stefan wanted her, she wanted to meet me, you know, because Stefan told her about me. And so he brought her over to Gertrude's house, and we met. And immediately I jumped down her throat. Immediately I told her, hey, there's no reason for you ever to be unhappy. There's no reason for you ever to think unkind thoughts. There's no reason for you ever to ever have an attitude that is limiting to you, because you're a great lady. Well, I got this and I got... You're a great lady. You're wonderful. All that I know about you is super. But, you know, and then don't ever give me a but. Don't ever give me a but. For when you give me a but, you're saying there's an alternative. And with that alternative, you could have it be a different alternative than the negative one that you're bringing up. Now, there's no sense discussing her problems here, but she took a new direction to her problems, because I sort of kicked her in the butt. And I wouldn't let her talk about the problem. I said, what is your solution? What is your solution? I said, as far as I can see, you've got everything going for you. And so she took a new slant on life. Now, what she does with it, how she carries it out from here on, that's her business. I am merely a seed planter, and sometimes a pretty tough seed planter. When you have tough soil to get into, you really got to ram that that rod down in there to get a hole in the soil so you can put some seeds down there. You know, you take well, that's what a farmer does. He has, it's called a walking spike, and it's on a roll. And there are spikes on these on this roller, maybe about 100 spikes, maybe more. And then it goes rolling along and makes holes in the soil. Now, it doesn't till the soil, it doesn't open the soil, it doesn't break the soil, it just makes holes. And so you go along and you plant a seed down there, and the hole is at the distance it's supposed to be, 4 to 5 inches. And then when you're done with that, then you come along with your tractor or whatever it is and your drag, and you pull it over that, and it puts dirt down in the hole on top of the seeds. Now, sometimes our consciousness is like the ground, and it's hard to get a shovel in. It's hard to get a seed planted in there. And like one lady said to me, I have a stone here, and I'm not going to lift it to let you put anything in, you know. And, of course, she didn't know that I knew other ways of getting in. And when you're persistent in your trade, in your field, you don't know just one way of doing something. You know many ways. And you sometimes surprise people with the ways that you figure it out. So, really, we live in a very wonderful world where our word is infinitely powerful. And Stefan spoke his word to Lottie, and she says, when I speak my word, it's definite. And Stefan says, well, then go for it. And she spoke her word, and she had her healing, which was lovely. Now, Stefan wanted to get across to her the idea that in these other areas of her life, if she is speaking a negative word, wow, is she going to get a kick in the butt, you know, because it's going to come right back and say, hey, you know, you were making a mess out of everything. Straighten up. And if she gets the message, she'll straighten up. But she's just a fabulous lady, and I'm sure that she'll straighten up. Now, how can I say that? Because I have spoken my word, and it's infinitely powerful, that she is whole and perfect in every area of her life. Now, what about you? Are you guys worth it? Yes, 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 yes. I have spoken my word for each one of you every morning as I walk the path and as I do other things, and I say you're whole and perfect. Now, the fact that you don't want to accept it is because you have some guilt. Guilt! Oh! You have some guilt in your consciousness about yourself. You know that you haven't been doing certain things right. You know that you haven't been balanced. You know that you haven't been thinking good, powerful thoughts about yourself. You have been thinking that you're sick. You've been thinking about the possibility of being sick. The possibility of being sick. And that possibility, you could read in a doctor's office. Or you could read it in the newspaper. You could hear it. And you could, it comes from any place. But we cannot allow it to come in. We've got to be a good caretaker, a good steward of the gate of our consciousness. We can say, only beautiful, powerful thoughts. Pollyanna, rose-colored glasses, all that kind of stuff. Yes, it is. But it works. It works. If you say to someone, I would like a glass of pink lemonade. They say, well, we don't have any pink lemonade, but we have some regular lemonade. Would you like that? Yes, that'd be all right. They don't ask you, do you want a scotch and soda? Do you want wine? You have already indicated you would like some pink lemonade. You don't want any mix in it. You don't want it to be fixed up in any way. You want it straight across the board. They get the idea that you don't drink liquor. They get the idea that you're not having that sort of thing. And so they don't offer it to you. But if you don't plant the seed, see, our word is infinitely powerful. If you don't speak your word, say, I would like to have a pink lemonade. Something unusual, you know, something that they might not have. But at least pink lemonade, my goodness, we have regular lemonade and we have soda water. So, you know, any one of those things is just fine, you know. So you don't have to say, no, thank you, I don't want any of your wine. I realize you went out and you brought it in from your vineyard just today, and it's a special wine from this country, and I'm supposed to taste it because it's supposed to be very good, but I really don't give a hole in hell about your wine or anybody's wine. I just don't drink wine. Now, if you'll please get off my back, please get off my back. I don't drink wine. See, now that's a lot of talk. It gets you no place. What you're doing is fighting with yourself. You're not fighting with them. You're fighting with yourself to say, thank you, but no thank you. You're fighting with yourself to say, I am a person that is worthy of standing on my own feet and making my own decision. You're fighting with yourself to say, am I courteous and am I not courteous? Is this going on? Is that going? Forget it. You're the only person on the face of the earth. You're number one. You don't have to make excuses to anybody for anything. The less you talk about things that are not harmonious for you, the better. Someone comes up to you and says, let's go rob a bank. We'll have all the money in the world. We can just go and have a ball. We can do all these things. Let's go rob a bank. And now, you're not into robbing banks. You have never robbed one, and you don't intend to. And so you say, that's naughty. That's naughty, naughty, naughty. I wouldn't do that. That's dirty money. I wouldn't do that. You don't say things like that. You say, you know, and with my genius, I don't have to rob banks. And, you know, with your genius, you know, you'd make a good storyteller. You'd make a good writer. You'd make a good person to work on film because you're so dedicated. You're dedicated to details. You're fantastic. And, you know, you could make a fabulous living in doing that. In fact, not only a fabulous living, you could be infinitely wealthy. Well, I hadn't thought of it that way. I just thought, you know, I mean, most people don't. Most people have a genius within them that they have never uncovered. They have the ability within them, but sometimes our word can be just that infinitely powerful word that opens the door for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. And perhaps we're listening too. We're listening too. And we're thinking of what we're going to accomplish for ourselves and how we're going to set our life in a new pattern, in a new direction, in a new experience for ourselves. Why not? Why not? We don't have to fall into the old trap. Inga tells me her name is Inga, not Ingeborg, and yet she answers to Inga. She answers to Inga, and that's good, but she also answers to Ingeborg, because she's been answering to Ingeborg now for the past several thousand years. That's kind of hard to get out of the habit of answering to a name that you answered to for so long. But, Inga, your mother has called you stupid all of your life, and you have just won the Pulitzer Prize for brilliance. You have just passed the test as a Mensa, top Mensa person, as a brilliant person who is just so brilliant, it's just unbelievable. And yet, if someone comes up and says that you're stupid, you immediately go back to your mother's remarks, and you immediately go back to those. You see, your mother didn't see in you what was there. It's not that she didn't love you and didn't like you. It's just she didn't understand a Mensa person. She didn't understand a brilliant genius. You know, she didn't understand that geniuses are a little different than normal people. They're uninhibited. They go and do things that are magnificent to them, but to anybody else, hey, I wouldn't do that. But a genius knows, and a genius does. And a genius knows that their word is infinitely powerful. Now, the mother didn't realize her words were infinitely powerful, and she called you stupid. And now, if she had called you a genius, if she had called you a love, if she had called you a magnificent person, and you rose to be that, and she never recognized that it was her words that did it, that's just fine. But our words do have power. So even when a person rises to the heights of everything, Mama always says, I remember you when you were a little boy and you used to wet your pants, you know. I remember that you used to wet your bed until you were about 10 years old. My goodness sakes alive. Now, why bring those things up? Those things are in the past and they've been overcome. And they do that merely to be sort of close to you and to be gentle. They think they're being loving to you. But what they're doing is they're not recognizing that you are living in the now, and they are living in the now, and they should be speaking in the now. Because living in the past, if you want to be there, You went to bed till you were 10 years old. You immediately think of yourself at 10 years old wetting the bed and how ashamed you are getting up in the morning and, you know, and cover it up right away, you know, and it doesn't work that way. But you don't need to have that memory. You don't need to have it. Today, you are a society lady. Today, you do everything right. Today, you have 12 children of your own, you know, and none of them wet the bed. Because you have given them a balance you didn't have in your own home. See, wetting the bed is merely for children who don't have a balanced home. Children feel insecure, and they feel that, just insecure is the right word there. And so when parents can make their children feel secure, the bed wetting stops immediately. And many other things, sucking the thumb and other stuff like that. But this is all part of the insecurity of the transition from little child to older child and from a child to adult. And that is an adult being considered a person who's 12 years old or older, you know. Because at that point in life, your hormones and so forth are adult hormones, even though your full physical body hasn't been achieved and your mental balance hadn't been fully brought into play. But it's there. It's there. You see, one word is infinitely powerful, and it's up to us to speak that word. We say here, a careless word may kindle strife, a cruel word may wreck a life, a timely word may level stress, a loving word may heal and bless. Let's change that. A cruel word wrecks a life, a timely word levels stress, a loving word heals and blesses. Not that it may. It does. So we make it positive, and we speak these words in a positive way. A timely word levels stress. A loving word heals and blesses. Have a lovely evening. I love you, and I see you speaking words of infinite power.